奉耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to testify and also sharing.
我们求主带领并且赐福给我们大家。
And I'd like to ask the Lord to guide and also bless each and every one of us.
也非常欢迎我们亲朋好友的到来。
And I'd like to welcome all the friends and families that gather here tonight.
晚上就以生命的见证跟大家做分享。
Tonight I'd like to use the topic, the testimony of life as mutual encouragement.
说起来，人活着就是因为有生命在里面。
And in actuality, a person lives because he has life in it.
一个没有生命的人呢，他身体就成为一个躯壳，没有用。
And a person without life, he's like a shell and worthless.
所以生命对你我大家都非常重要。
And so life is very important to many of us, to all of us actually.
对于整个世界万物来讲。
And based on all creations in the world.
都有一个定律在中间。
And there is a process in the middle.
有一个非常有智慧的所罗门王，他就这样说。
And there's a very wise king, King Solomon, that once said.
我们请看《传道书》的第三章。
And let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
请看第一节。
And verse 1.
三章的第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
这里讲啊，世界万物都有它一定的时候。
And over here records that everything under time there's a purpose under heaven.
而这个时候并不是我们任何世人可以掌控的。
And this time cannot be controlled by any of the human beings on the world.
因为这个时候乃是这位创造万物的神掌控的。
And because this time is controlled by the creator that created the world.
所以这一句话从另外一个角度来了解。
And so if you want to understand this passage from another perspective,
凡事万物有定时，表明了神的全能的作为。
And everything that is on the basis of time reveals the Almighty God.
有时候我们看到青山绿水还在，但是我们的亲人不在了。
And sometimes we should see the green mountains and the waters still exist, but our relatives are not there anymore.
这世界已经传言了很多的年代。
And this, the world has been going on for generations.
每一个时期都有许多的伟人跟成功的人存在。
And every generation there are many wonderful people, actually very famous people.
有时候他们所造的这个大业还在，但是人已经不在了。
And sometimes the things that they achieve and they're created still exist, but the people is not there.
比如说飞机以前有人研究，然后发明。
And for example, somebody invented airplanes and then it was built.
那飞机越来越研发的非常成功。
And then now airplanes has evolved into something very successful.
但是当初致力研究的那些人已经不在这世界。
But the person that invented the airplane originally is not existed anymore.
比如说造在中国造万里长城的秦始皇。
And for instance, the Emperor Qing that built the Great Wall of China.
万里长城还在。
And we could see the Great Wall still in China.
但是这位一代君王秦始皇他不在了。
But this almighty dynasty king is not existed anymore.
所以这样看起来啊。
And so if we could see this,
不管人怎么样活在这世界。
And no matter how we live in this world,
很多的时候很多的万事并不是人能决定。
And many times the times and the things are not decided by human.
至少有一件事实我们无法掌控。
But there is one fact that we could not control.
我们来看传道书第八章。
And let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书第八章的第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
八章八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
这里说没有人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住。
And it says no one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit.
也没有人有权力掌管死期。
And no one has the power in the day of death.
这一场征战无人能免。
And there's no release from that war.
邪恶的人也不能叫那好行邪恶的人呢。
And wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it.
好人也不能救好人。
A good person cannot save another good person.
人生生存的时候定期无人能够有权力掌管呢。
And when a person is actual existence,And the time it passes on, nobody can control.
所以在这里很清楚地让我们了解这一个事实。
So very clearly we could understand this fact.
所以生命并不是在我们手中。
Life is not in the control of our hands.
我们就根据三个方面。
And we have to base this on three aspects.
来谈一谈有关生命的这个问题。
And to talk about the problem of life.
那到底生命在谁的手中？
And whose hands is the life in?
不，既然不在你，也不在我手上。
If it's not in your hand or in my hand.
我们来看一下，请看约翰福音的第一章。
And turn to John chapter 1.
第一章，请看三节四节。
And John chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
三节四节
John chapter 1 verse 3 and
4万物是借着神造的还被造的没有一样不是借着他造的
All things were made through him and without him nothing was made that was made
第四节
Verse 4
生命在神里头这生命就是人的光
In him was life and the life was the light of men
所以我们首先要谈的就是第一点生命在神的里面
And the first thing we'd like to talk about is God, life is in God.
也就是说生命在神手中。
And in other words, life is in the hands of God.
我们换一个角度也可以这样说。
And we could change your perspective.
生命的源头就是神。
And the beginning of life is God.
所以使徒保罗他这样做见证啊。
And so Apostle Paul bear testimony.
神将一切气息、生命、万物赏给世人呢。
And all things created was given to men.
我们的生活是否平安
？And whether our life was peaceful.
动作是否健康
？And if our activities are healthy.
生命是否存留
？And if our life still exists.
都在乎这一位神呢、啊、
It's determined by God.
所以有关生命的问题啊。
So the problem of life.
这是跟神有关系的。
And this has to do with God.
我们没有按办法，按照自己的想法手段让生命加长或减短
and through our own hands we cannot increase or decrease life
所以尊重生命也等于尊重神
so when you respect life you respect God
因为生命是神所赏赐的
because God, life is given by God
创世纪第一章到第二章里面
and from Genesis chapter 1 verse 2
特别讲到了非常重要的两个创造和源头
And it talked about the importance of the creations, the beginning of the creation.
第一个是讲到世界万物的创造的源头
And the first thing was talk about the creation of heaven and earth.
万物被神给创造
All things were created by God.
那第二个重要的问题、啊、
And the second important thing
就是想到人的来源、啊、
And was the beginning of man.
人是怎样被创造
And how was man created.
所以创世纪第一章第二章就讲到这两个重要的问题
So Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 talked about the main theme of these two topics
那我们来看一下创世纪第二章
And let's turn to Genesis chapter 2
创世纪第二章的第七节
Genesis chapter 2 verse
7二章七节
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7
七节神用地上的尘土造人将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。在这里啊，神怎么样造人呢？
And over here describe how God
created man. And
he used the dust on the ground based on his own image to create man.
And
he breathed into his nostril the breath of life.
所以这里讲到的气也在原文里面也可以翻译作灵。
And also the breath in original scriptures could be also,
也可以,
be translated into spirit.
也可以翻译作成生命。
And also could be translated to life.
所以神将这个气这个灵吹在这个人的鼻孔里面。
So he blew the breath of life into the man.
他就成为一个有灵有生命的活人了。
He became a living spiritual being.
然后这个人后来被称作亚当。
And later on he was called Adam.
这个是人的来源。
And this was the beginning of man.
所以这里讲的生气气可以翻作灵或者生命。
And so the breath could be translated into spirit or life.
所以这个生命是神赋予在人里面。
So the life was given to man by God.
如果神的气生命没有放置在人的里面的时候，
And if God did not put the breath of life inside a man,
我们这个人就是躯壳，也不过是尘土罢了。
And we are a shell and we are only dust.
没有什么用。
And this, we're worthless.
所以我们知道生命从神来。
So we understand that life comes from God.
那我们有生命能够活着。
And we had life to be.
我们应该存着感恩的心来面对这位神。
And we should have a heart of thanksgiving to face God.
他让我们活着。
He let us live.
他让他的生命在我们身上存留。
He let his life be passed on to our life.
所以我们在他的面前呢。
So when we're in front of him,
更应该屈屈谦卑来敬拜他。
And we should bow humble in front of him.
我们来看一下希伯来书的。第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章我们来看这个十二节、十三节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
十二节。
Verse 12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
And for the word of God is living and powerful.
比一切两刃的剑更快。
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能够刺入剥开。
And piercing even to the division of soul and spirit.
连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
And in the joints of marrow, in the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
十三节。
Verse 13.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。
And there's no creature hidden from his sight.
原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
我们在这里让我们了解了两件事。
So we understand two things here.
神不单单掌控我们的生命。
Not only he can control lives.
而且生命在他里面。
And life is in him.
甚至神的话都能够辨明我们内心一直到外在的行为动作。
And even his words can discern our inner and outside ways.
这没有什么稀奇。
And this is not uncommon.
因为我们如同万物一样是被神所造。
Because we are like all creatures, we are created by him.
所以我们在神面前呢，都是赤露敞开的。
So in front of God, we are wide and open.
我们在世界地球中的任何角落，神都看得非常清楚。
And any parts of the world, he could see us.
生命在他里面，我们的行为一切动作，他都看得一清二楚。
Life is within him and anything we do he could see it clearly.
所以从这几个经文里面,
so from these few scriptures,
我们可以更加的了解,
we could understand,
生命的源头就是这位神,
the beginning of life comes from this God.
我们再来探讨第二个方向,
so let's look into the second aspect.
我们再回过来看约翰福音第一章,
let's turn back to John chapter 1,
第四节,
John chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节的下半段
and the second part of verse 4
在这里告诉我们
and over here it says
这生命就是人的光
and the life was the light of men
当我们已经了解了生命是从神来的
and when we understand that life's come from God
这生命在神的里面
and life was inside God
他掌握了我们世界万人万物的生命
and he controls all beings and everybody's lives
独独对我们人来讲，这生命是人的光哎。
And based on that alone, life is the light of man.
如果根据传道书三章的二节到九节里面来探讨的时候
，If we want to discuss this based on Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 2 to 9,
那里讲到了一个生命的现象。
Then we talked about one of the visions of life.
出生有时候
，And there's a time.
生病有时候
and there's a time of sickness.
喜乐有时候
there's time of joy.
哭泣也有时候
there's a sign of sadness.
忧伤也有时候
and there's a sign of sorrow.
花开有时候
and there's time of
花掉落也有时候
there's a time of flower shedding.
这都是一个人生的一个生命的现象
and this is a process of a human life.
有时候我们健康
and sometimes we're healthy.
有时候我们软弱
sometimes we are weak.
有时候我们坚强
sometimes we are strong.
有时候觉得很无力
and sometimes we are helpless.
有时候很勤劳
sometimes we're very fervent.
有时候某些原因而变得非常懒惰
and sometimes for unknown reasons we're very lazy.
人生的一个生命的现象有各种百态
and this is a process of life which has many angles
那个生命的现象的发生
and the process of life has a beginning
我们就可以根据这个人的生活表现来明白他的生命的一种现象
and from a person's daily activity we can understand the process of life
古圣徒有一个人名叫做耶伯
And back in the ancient apostles, there's a person named Job.
他从一个最富有的人遇到意外灾难而成为最贫穷的人
And from a very wealthy person, he became very poor.
在这个人生的境遇里面
And in the journey of life,
他就感受到一个非常真实的生命的现象
and he understand this very factual consists of life
如果我们从小一直都是平缓平顺的成长
and if ever since we were young we're very smooth
有很多生命的现象我们并不是很清楚
and many images of life we have not understand
所以有的时候并不会很珍惜你拥有的一切
and sometimes we not cherish the things you have
因为你太平顺了
Because you are so smooth.
但是我们看到这位古圣徒
But we see this ancient apostle.
他亲自体验了这么样的一个道理
And he definitely understands fully this meaning.
我们来看一下耶伯记的第一章
And let's turn to Job chapter 1.
耶伯记第一章
Job chapter 1.
第一章我们来看这个二十节二十一节
And Verse 20 and verse 21.
一章的二十节
Job chapter 1 verse 20.
耶伯便起来撕裂外袍剃了头伏在地上下拜降说
And then Job arose, tore his robe and shaved his head and fell to the ground and worshipped.
他为什么会这样做
And why did he do this?
他一天之内十个儿女死了
Because he lost his 10 children in one day.
他的财产被敌人给抢夺践踏
All his inheritance were taken away by the enemies.
自己又长了毒疮
And he has grown poison locusts on his body.
连他太太说你干脆不要拜神了为什么变成这样
And then his wife even told him do not worship God. Why do you become like this?
一个人在很短的时间里面遭受到内外攻击的患难啊，这个很受不了的。
In a short time span, he was attacked inner and outside.
我们很少有人会遇到这样极痛苦的一种患难。
And then very few of us would encounter anything like this.
在这个时候，他变得一无所有啊。
And all of a sudden, he became worthless. He doesn't have anything.
非常的痛心呢。
And then so he's very sorrowful.
撕裂自己的外袍。
He tore his robe.
剃掉了这个荣耀的头华的冠冕。
And he shed his glorious hair.
然后伏在地上向神降首。
And he bowed to the ground and worshipped God.
我赤身出于母胎。
Naked I came from my mother's womb.
也必赤身归回。
And naked should I return there.
人出生没有可能穿衣服出生的了。
And nobody, it's impossible that you're born with clothes on.
如果有的话，应该是世界奇闻了。
And if that's the case, that should be a miracle.
人从妈妈的身体被生出来啊，光溜溜的。
When you're born from mother's womb, you are very naked.
我们要离开这世界的时候
and when we are to depart this world,
也是空手离开这世界
and we depart this world empty-handed.
然后耶伯又说赏赐的是神呢
and then he said the Lord gave and, blood, and the Lord gave the Lord
赏赐的是神呢
the Lord blessed it.
收取的也是神呢
and the Lord has taken away.
所以他在这里经过这个患难他亲身体验到了一种生命真实的现象
and through this tribulation he encountered the facts of life
他只有想到两个问题哦
he only remembered two problems
第一个问题
and
你遇到极大的患难你想到什么
and through great tribulation what do you think of
我出生出于母胎是赤身的
I came from my mother's womb naked
我死了也空手回去
When I pass on I should return
这是人极大的问题
And this is one of the great problems of man
这个生命没有人可以去掌控或敌对的
You cannot control life
不管你活多久
And no matter how long you live
你总是有离开世界的一天
And there should be one day that you will depart this world
你这个人能够活在世界你有出生的那一天
And then from the day you're born you will depart
你要不要出生也不是你可以决定
and you cannot decide whether you should be born
你很自然地被妈妈生下来
naturally you were given birth by your mom
那你生命要结束你也要离开这世界
and at the end of your life you will depart this world
所以在极大患难里面他想到的是这一点哦肉身的问题哦
so under great stressand tribulation he remembered this problem
那在宗教信仰里面他想到的是什么
and through the facts of religion what did he think of
耶伯想到一切赏赐都是神
he thought that all things are blessed by God
一切收取也是神
all things are taken away by God as well
我们无法掌握生命的问题
and we cannot control the facts of life
然后活着所有一切动作都跟这位神有关系
anything that we do when we are alive has to do with the God above
而这个关系是第二个很重要的活着的问题
and this relationship is the second thing that's very important to us
所以他遭受极大患难他掌握住两个非常重要的人生的问题
So he encountered great tribulation and he thought of the two problems of mankind
所以想到这里啊
So when you think up to this point
生命真的是人的光啊
And life is indeed the light of men
我们请看传道书第三章
And let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3
传道书的第三章
Ecclesiastes chapter 3
三章的二节到九节
and from verse 2 to 9
刚才我们提过
and we talked about
这是人生命的一种现象
and this is one of the visions of life
有它的时候有它的定期
there's a time and there's a time of beginning and end
我们如果活到五六十岁
if we live on to 50 or 60
years old 我们回过来看我们人生的脚步
and let's turn back and see our life
我们或许出生在台湾
and maybe we're born in Taiwan
我们或许出生在中国大陆
maybe we're born in mainland China
或者在别的地方
or any other places
但是经过几十年没有想到我们会在美国这个地方生活
and through decades we would never know that we came to the United States to live
那你就开始想你人生的成长的起点它的转捩点都在不同的时候
and then you start to remember the journey of your life and its turning points
有时候那个起点那个时候是不错的但是有时候是一种很危急的也不一定
and sometimes maybe at a certain cross point it's very critical or very peaceful
这就是我们一个人生生命的经历
and this is an experience of life of mankind
那在这一段经文里面
And in this scripture,
他除了要表明神掌握这个时候和定期
and he has to understand the time is controlled by God.
但是人生经过这么多的事情的历练的时候
and after through many life experiences in life,
有一个事实就是要表明神给我们的生命很重要，是我们人的光
and there's something that's very important is that the lifeOf mankind is the light of man.
而这些现象其实有两个很重要的目的要让我们了解。
And these processes actually has two things that we must understand.
第一个目的。
first purpose,
就是在三章十节十一节里头所讲的。
And it's in chapter 3 verse 10 and 11.
这里所罗门王这样说。
And over here King Solomon says,
我见神叫世人劳苦。
I have seen the God-giving task,
使他们在其中受精炼。
In which the sons of men to be occupied.
然后十一节就讲那个目的哦。
And then 11 talks about the purpose.
我们会有劳苦愁烦。
And we have labors and pain.
我们会有那个生老病死。
And we will be sick and we will die.
这八大苦啊，几乎你只要是人一定会遇到。
And these eight bitter sufferings and sorrows as a man you will encounter.
那神让这些这样的八种苦临到我们人身上。
And if God let this happen to us.
第一个目的是什么？
What is the first purpose?
十一节这里讲，
verse 11
就是要把永生安置在人的心里呀。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
这世界我们人生生存短暂。
And the time span is very short.
但是有一个永恒的力量，这位神，他必须要在我们心里啊。
But there's an internal power that this God must be in our hearts.
一个人没有那种神的观念了，这是一个很可怕的事情。
And if a person does not have this consensus, it's very scary.
借着这个环境的操练。
And through the struggles of the environment.
人生命的现象。
And the process of a life.
让我们经验在中间，知道要把神放在心中。
And so that we experience that we should put God first.
把永生这个永恒的事也放在心中。
And eternal life, also the eternal things must be in our
hearts. 我们活着就是要预备跟神永恒的国度做一个连结。
And when, the purpose that we're alive, we want to be connected to the eternal God.
而这个连结就是我们要去敬拜这位神。
And this connection is the due process which we must worship God.
第二个目的啊。
The second purpose.
这么多生命的现象。
And there are many, things of life.
到底要提醒我们什么事呢？
And, what is that to remind us of?
我们请看14节的下半段。
And let's look at, verse 14, the second half.
14节这里说，我知道神一切的作为都必永存。
And then, I know whatever God does, it should be forever.
无所增添，无所减少。
Nothing can be added, nothing be taken from it.
这一句话是根据传道书的一个主题，叫做凡事都是虚空。
And this is based on a topic of Ecclesiastes that all things are vanity.
传道书就是用这种基础来谈人生的。
And Ecclesiastes is the foundation of this topic to talk about.
讲到凡事都是虚空，字眼用了至少有二十几次。
So everything is vanity has been used 20 or so times.
在日光之下并没有新鲜事。
And under light, there's nothing new.
古人遇到的问题，我们现在也遇到。
And anything that the ancient people encounter, we encounter as well.
我们现在遇到的问题，末后末代的人也会遇到。
And anything we encounter today that people in the future will also encounter.
所以人在日光之下并没有什么好可夸的。
So under light, man has nothing to be scared of.
人一代一代出生，一代一代的离开世界啊。
And from generation to generation, man is born and die.
神让这种事情一直不断的在重复。
And God has let this thing happen constantly.
那我们来看十四节的下半段。
And let's turn to the second part.
神这样行，有一个目的。
And there's one purpose that God do it this way.
要人在神面前存敬畏的心。
That man should fear before him.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
所以你我大家很有福气啊。
So all of us are blessed.
借着神给我们短暂的生命里面。
And through the short lifespan of life, giving us the God.
我们可以有机会来到神的教会，查考道理。
We have the opportunity to come into the church to study the words.
我们可以在有限的生命里面来信他，接受他赦罪的洗礼。
In a limited time frame of life, we could get to know him and receive baptism.
我们愿意这样做。
We want to do this.
也接受主耶稣的拣选。
And we accept, the chosen.
这就是一种敬畏神的动作了。
And this is an act of fearing God.
这个时候我们有限软弱无力的生命。
And, this is, the time when we reveal a very weak life.
我们就可以在神的面前 得到更多的力量。
So in front of God, we might receive greater power.
所以让我们肉身的生命能够得到永恒的耶稣基督的生命，这是一个大见证。
So in our physical body, that we should receive the testimony of eternal life.
我们就更可以感受到生命是人的光的这种见证。
And so we could fully understand that life is light.
一般的人有肉体的生命。
And everybody has the physical life.
但是他让他活在罪恶中。
But he led it to live in sin.
活在情欲中。
And to live in lust.
或是活在贪享受现今世界的一切。
And to let it live, that he chooses to enjoy all things in life.
他只有体验到肉体生命活着的时候的那种现象。
He only understands the time when he lives in this world.
但是如果我们能够趁活着懂得去敬畏神，
But if the time that we are alive, we know how to fear God,
把永生放在心里面，
And we put eternal life in our hearts,
我们虽然肉体生命也会结束，
And then our life would end at the end,
但是我们因为活着的时候能够接受了耶稣基督生命在我们里面，
But because the time we're alive, we're able to accept Lord Jesus into our hearts.
我们就会看到那个光的见证。
And we will see the testimony of life.
不单单只有肉体的生命。
Not only our physical life.
还有一种属灵永恒的生命在里面。
But also a spiritual eternal life.
这才是一个真正的懂得敬畏神所建立下来的一种生命的光。
And this is from somebody that truly recognizes how to fear God, the light of life.
第三个我们要谈的是耶稣的见证。
And the third thing we want to talk about is the testimony of Jesus.
请看约翰福音的第十一章。
Please turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章的二十五节。
John chapter 11 verse 25.
二十五节，我们从二十四节看。
John 11 verse 24.
马大说：“我知道，在末日复活的时候，他必复活。”
Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day."
是在讲他的弟弟哈。
He was talking about his.
二十五节。
25.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life."
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
26节。
26.
凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
在这一章里面记载有一个门徒叫做拉撒路。
And over here records that there's a disciple, his name was Lazarus.
他死了。
He passed away.
后来耶稣基督就到他们的家里去看。
And Lord Jesus went to his house.
那姐姐马大就说：“哎呀，你如果早在这里，我的弟弟就不会死了。”
And the older sister Martha said to Jesus, "If you're here earlier, my brother would not die."
但耶稣说：“你的兄弟必然复活。”
And but Jesus said that your brother will live.
马大说：“我知道啊，他死了以后，末后必复活。”
And Martha said to him, "I know that because he'll rise again in the resurrection."
但是耶稣说的是现在他要复活。
But Jesus said that now he will be resurrected.
但马大他的了解是说，对了，死了以后将来要复活。
So Martha's understanding was in the future.
但耶稣在这里说。
But Jesus said,
复活在我，生命也在我。
I am the resurrection and the life.
意思就是说，他要人死，要人复活，都是他的全能的。
In other words.He has the authority to let a person live or die.
26节。
26。
在这里耶稣又说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
这个就已经讲到这个终末论将来的事。
And this talks about the theory of the future.
这句话也超越了我们肉体的生命。
And this surpasses our physical life.
就是能够信从耶稣的人呢。
And whoever believes in Lord Jesus.
他将来会得到永远活的这种永远的生命哦。
And he will have eternal life in the future.
那是因为信耶稣才有这个永恒的生命。
And that's because you believe in Jesus, you will receive eternal life.
不信耶稣，你只有短暂的肉身生命而已。
If you don't believe in him, you only have a short physical life.
耶稣对马大说：“你信吗？”
And Jesus said to her, "Do you believe?"
他马上回答说：“我信呢。”
And she said.Yes, Lord, I believe.
因为你是基督弥赛亚。
That you are the Christ, the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
你就是那个临到世界的那位拯救的救主。
Who is to come into the world, the Messiah?
这一段对话很重要
And this conversation is very important.
是要表明耶稣说他做见证说复活在我生命在我
And this is to show that the resurrection He's the life and resurrection
这一段神迹很
And this miracle
不简单了
It's very astonishing
我们来看第三节
And let's look at verse 3
第三节姐妹两个就是马大跟玛利亚
And then the sisters sent to himWhich is Martha and Mary.
他们打发人去见耶稣说你所爱的人拉撒路生病了
And then they sent people to the Lord. It says, he whom you love is sick.
那门徒们也认为拉撒路死了
And the disciple also thinks that Lazarus had died.
对我们再来看人病死了现象是什么呢
And、what are some of the symptoms when a person passes on?
39节最后一句话
And verse 39, the last sentence.
马大对主耶稣说39节
And、Martha said to Lord Jesus,
拉撒路现在已经臭了因为死了四天了
There is a stench for he has been died four days.
人生病
When a person is sick,
后来死了
and passes on.
然后死了四天错了
And after 4 days,
he will have a stench. 这就是我们人的肉体耶
And this is a physical body.
拉撒路就是这样啊
And Lazarus is the same.
当姐妹两个通知耶稣的时候他病重
And when the sisters talked to Jesus, he was sick.
后来耶稣还在忙
And, but Jesus was busy.
听到死了
And, when he heard that, he died.
等到耶稣到他们家的时候已经是第过了四天
And then when Jesus arrived to their house, it's 4 days later.
人最悲痛的时候是莫过于亲人的离开
And, a person really sorrow, is when a person died, when their, relative died.
家里的人离开，亲人离开，很难过。
And any of your friends and relative died, you will be very sorrowful.
但是我们看耶稣的动作很没有那么紧张啊。
And then I think Jesus was at ease.
他面对的很平常哎。
And he was very ordinary, something that he faced.
那有人就问呢。
So somebody asked.
但他这样回答。
And this is his answer.
我们来看十一章的第四节。
And let's turn to chapter 11, verse 4.
第四节，耶稣听见说。
And when Jesus heard that,
这病不至于死。
The sickness is not unto death.
乃是为了神的荣耀，叫神的儿子得荣耀。
But for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
神的儿子就是讲耶稣基督了。
Son of God is indicating Lord Jesus.
我们再来看四十节。
And let's turn to verse 40.
耶稣对马大说
And Jesus said to Martha,
我不是对你说过了吗
Did I not say that?
你如果信我就必看见神的荣耀啊
That if you believe you will see the glory of God
才刚刚讲说我信你是基督是神的儿子
And they just talked about I believe that you are the son of God
但是人肉体对这种看法很悲伤，没有办法很有理智的去思考。
And because when man faces death, they are very sorrowful, so they cannot face it in the right decision.
而且死的是自己所亲爱的弟弟。
And this is and especially it's the beloved brother.
所以就没有办法真的用信心来在神面前来这样相信主的。
And they could not use faith to believe this in front of the Lord.
有时候我们处理别人家的事情很容易
And sometimes it's easier to handle other people's responsibilities
但是那个问题如果在你家里发生
But if the problem arises in your home
我们变得不会去处理
And we became some we not handle it
带着情绪难过或生气
Because we have emotions where we might be angry
就没有冷静思考
And we haven't thought about this
所以就乱了方寸
So we might be very messy
心里就乱了
And our heart is very puzzled.
没有办法好好有经验有方式的处理自己家里的问题。
And we cannot take care of the task systematically, very and with experience.
同样，马大、玛利亚在主耶稣面前的表现也是一样。
And same same way with Martha and Mary in front of Jesus.
自己亲爱的弟弟死了。
Their beloved brother has passed
away. 虽然耶稣说复活在我，生命在我。
Just Jesus said that resurrection, I'm the resurrection and life.
但是他们也没有办法能够真的全心投入相信，因为弟弟死了。
But they cannot be involved deeply because their brother has passed away.
拉撒路的生病。
And the sickness of Lazarus.
拉撒路的死。
And the death of Lazarus.
拉撒路死了四天，身体臭了。
And after he died for 4 days, and there's a stench.
但是耶稣来却叫他从死里复活了。
But when Jesus came, he resurrected him.
目的只有一个。
And there's only one purpose.
荣耀神。
And to glorify God.
叫耶稣基督得荣耀。
And to glorify Jesus Christ.
所以有时候我们遇到这样的神迹奇事。
And sometimes we might encounter this miracle.
那是为了要荣耀神，见证神的作为。
And that's because we have to glorify God.
那有时候我们用力祷告，但是没有这样的神迹奇事。
And sometimes we might pray very hard, but there's no miracle.
我们不能说神不爱我们。
We cannot say that God does not love us.
我们也要感谢，因为神就让这个事情这样发展下去。
And we have to praise and thank God because he let it happen.
它的结果都有神的用意在里面。
And the conclusion, there's a purpose.
而不是用我们的想法说，主啊，你让他好啊，使你复活，然后我就奉献什么。
And not because that we could just pray like, Lord, please let him live, and then I will give you everything.
这位主他不是为人背书的。
And this Lord would not be ordered around by men.
而是我们要相信他，顺服他一切的旨意安排。
We have to believe him. We have to rely on him.
我们这样子面对，反而我们的心比较正确。
If we have this facts that we're facing, this is
more positive. 让神有一个很大的空间可以做工。
And so God has more space to work.
当我们有如此信心的时候，神有神的美意的。
And when we have such a great faith, God has His will.
所以从这三个方向，我们看到了一个真实的生命见证，就在耶稣基督里面。
So from this three direction, we see a facts of life which is inside Jesus.
因为他掌控了人所有的一切。
Controls everything of men.
所以最后主耶稣才说了这么一句话。
So at the end, He says something.
我们来看十四章的第六节。
And let's turn to 14 verse 6.
十四章第六节。
Chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
如果不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
父也可以讲着神荣耀的国度。
And Father means the glorious kingdom of God.
是一个天国实在的存在。
And this is a heaven which exists.
那样人的世界这么样的有限。
And physical world is such limited space.
要如何结合永恒的神的国度呢？
And how we can be connected to the eternal kingdom of God.
神的国度是永恒的。
And God's kingdom.
是浩瀚无边际的。
And there's no boundaries.
人的世界是有限的。
And men's life is limited.
就在这个地球世界里头。
And also in the life in this world.
要怎么样能够把人的时空世界通向神的永恒国度呢？
And how can we transform the time frame that we have and to the eternal life of God.
我们用科学的方法再好也没有办法通到神的国度的。
And then through any advanced scientific method, we cannot be connected to God.
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
就在耶稣基督身上。
And it's on Lord Jesus.
他说我就是生命。
And he says, I am the life.
我们有限的生命要想得着那永恒的神的生命。
And then in our limited physical life,And what are the receipts
of eternal life? 也是要在耶稣基督身上这里找啊。
We have to look for it through Jesus.
要进到他的里面才有办法。
We have to enter into him.
所以这是一个很重要的见证。
So this is a very important testimony.
也就是我们所说的生命的见证。
And this is what we said, the testimony of life.
有一个姐妹。
And there was a sister.
结婚以后她就不来教会。
After she was married, she stopped coming to church.
因为她找到了一个如意郎君啊。
Because she had found a good husband.
觉得她的一生托付这个男人啊，结婚生孩子不错。
And basically, he gave all her life to this man and to be married and bear child.
那的确，他想要的对象什么条件标准，跟生活的经济，他得到了。
And of course, anything that he wanted from this person that based on what she wanted,
后来就流失在这个世界了。
And then she was lost into the world.
不再亲近教会。
And she does not draw near.
忘记了是给予她生命的主耶稣基督。
And she forgot the life that was given to him, Lord Jesus.
有一天有一个传道就接到电话。
So one day a pastor received a phone call.
那一个传道接到电话里面这样讲。
And then the pastor received the phone call and then he heard.
哇，那个太太一直哭哦。
And then the wife was crying.
她就说你是传道吗？
And then she said, are you the pastor?
这边回答说是啊。
And then the pastor said, yes.
传道我也是信徒，我很久没有来教会了。
And she says, pastor, I am a member, I haven't come to church.
然后接着就哭耶。
And then she started to cry.
那个传道就问她。
And then the pastor asked her,
你为什么哭？
Why are you crying?
她说我的孩子啊，不到一岁啊。
And she says, my
son, 死了。
My children's only 1 year, not even 1 year old, and he died.
Oh, 哭得很惨哎。
And then she was crying.
她本来以为觉得幸福美满呢。
And then she felt that her life was perfect.
她最刚生的小男孩漂亮的死了。
And then the baby boy that she had died.
一直哭啊，所以传道不能问了怎么死的。
And because she was crying continuously, so
the pastor didn't have a chance to ask her.
And then he says, where's the boy?
这个太太就回答。
And the wife answered.
孩子在某某哪一家大医院里面。
And then the baby is in a certain hospital.
现在昏迷不醒啊，医生说随时拔氧气。
And he's in a coma, and then the doctor is ready to pull the plug.
后来传道就带几个负责人了。到医院去看。
And the pastor brought a few more members to visit her in the hospital.
差不多开了四五十分钟才到那家医院。
And after 40 or 50 minutes, they got to the hospital.
然后去医院看的时候。
And when they visited her.
他们的家族都在那里。
And all their family members were there.
他们是别的教派。
And they all belong to another denomination.
我才知道原来孩子是这样的死的。
And then they found out how the child died.
那一天是安息日。
That day was Sabbath.
她已经习惯不来我们教会聚会了，这个太太。
She was not, used to not coming to church.
然后他们在那个钓虾场那边钓虾。
And they were at a, some kind of, shrimp.
那个小孩一岁不到。
And the little boy was only less than a year old.
他就看到大人都是从里面钓虾子拿起来，然后烤来吃，煮来吃。
And then he would see that people were fishing for shrimps, and then they would grill it on the spot.
然后这个家庭一面吃的时候一面喝酒了。
And then the family, when they eat the shrimp, they were drinking.
所以大人家族在钓虾，一面烤一面喝。没有人注意到那个小男孩。
And then everybody was grilling shrimp and drinking, and nobody paid attention to the boy.
我那个钓虾场的水很深啊，超过一个人的高度啊。
And then the water in the pool was very deep.
那个钓虾场的水池大概有这么宽。
And then it's about the size of the chapel.
有很多人在那边钓，然后在旁边烤来吃。
And many people were fishing there, and then they would grill it on the spot.
那个小男孩就这样子似懂非懂，走到那个水边，他也是要找虾子，所以他进去了。
And then so he walked around the pool, and then he was also looking for shrimp, so he went in.
那么小的孩子只有这般高，进去谁知道？
And then he was only about that big, and then he jumped in, and nobody knew.
等到大人想到要找孩子的时候，赶快跑到马路上找，找不到。
And when they realized that they wanted to look for it, they can't find it.
里面的人也帮忙找哎。
And everybody was looking around.
看有没有在厕所啦。
Whether he was in a bathroom.
最后那个老板发现。
And then at last, the owner found it.
在那个水底的里面呢、有一个小男孩啊。
He was in the bottom, at the bottom of the pool.
这个时候经过了五分钟，最少有。
And then at this time passed, 5 minutes has passed.
经过医学报道哈。
And based on the scientific.
我们人的脑啊，缺氧四秒钟，不是死就是植物人了。
And if our brain locked oxygen for 4 seconds, you would either die or you would be unconscious. Only 4 seconds.
我们五分钟就几秒啊。
And how long is 5 minutes?
300秒啊。
It's 300 seconds.
那个如果四秒死一次，可以死多少次啊？
And then in 4 seconds, you could die once. And how many times is that?
哇，看到孩子在水底里面。
And then they saw the little boy
超过五分钟啊。
And after 5 minutes,
拿起来。
And then they brought him out.
肚子大大的，像那个一只大青蛙。
And then he had a big belly like a frog.
然后已经没有呼吸了。
And then he was a
全身发黑。
And then he was all black.
送到一家医院，不敢说这个孩子死了。
And then they brought him to the hospital. They did not.
又转送到一家更大的医院。
And then they went to a bigger hospital.
就在医生急救的时候啊，有一点生命现象。
And then when the doctors tried to revive him, he had a little life in him.
电脑图是这样，一条线很长，然后突然一次这样，很长。
And then
那个就是生命很脆弱。
Basically the cardiogram had a line and then maybe a jump afterwards.
所以医生就跟他们家属这样讲。
So the doctor told the family members.
如果明天早上这个孩子啊，八点以前没有醒过来就。氧气拔掉，宣布死亡。
And then if the boy does not wake up by tomorrow 8 a.m., we will pull the oxygen tube and then I will pronounce him.
就在安息日的傍晚才打电话到教会，刚好传道接到。
And on Saturday night, she called the church and the pastor picked up.
所以带几个护者人，一两个信徒就一起去。加护病房去看。
And he brought a few board members and maybe another member or two. And
就在这个时候，那个传道就对
ICU.
对着那个太太姐妹这样讲。
And at this time, the pastor said to the wife,
你要悔改。
You have to repent.
结婚后你不见。
After you marry, you disappeared.
离开教会多久啊？
And how long you departed church?
你要悔改。
You have to repent.
然后又跟他们的先生、夫家很多人说。你们这一次按照真耶稣教会的祷告方法祷告。
And then he also told the husband's side, the relatives said that this time you will pray according to 2 Jesus.
你们愿意接受，我们真耶稣教会才为你们祷告。
If you're willing to accept, then I will pray for you.
哇，他们最心爱的孙子宝贝小男孩死了，所以全部点头，是是是，好好好。
And their beloved grandchildren and son had died, and of course all of them say yes.
然后要求加护病房的医生啊。
And they requested the doctors in ICU.
所以我们要进去，那个传道带这些人要进去祷告。
And the pastor will lead the people to prayer.
那医生说一次只能进去两个人，要穿消毒衣啊。
And then the doctor said that you must only go in two at a time. You have to put on the antibiotic suit.
对着医生讲啊。
And the pastor said to the doctor,
你觉得这个孩子会不会活？
Would you believe the child would
live? 他说不会活。
And the doctor said no.
其实现在就可以把氧气宣布死亡了。
And he says, I think I could just pull the plug now.
只是要尽人道主义啊，到明天八点呢。
But I think I should wait.
一时救一下。
I should wait until tomorrow morning. I try my best to save him.
基本上你认为这个孩子会死，对不对？
So basically, you believe that the children will die.
那个医生说是。
The doctor said yes.
那个传道就讲。
So the pastor said.
那不如让我们。就是让这一堆人呢做最后一次的祷告。
And why don't you let us to do one last prayer for him?
如果连最后一次祷告没有的话，你的心里怎么想？
And not if he doesn't even receive the one last prayer, how will you feel about that?
后来那个医生说，好好好好，但是哦，小声哦。
And then the doctor said, yes, 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 you could do it, but you have to be very quiet.
如果你们一大声，我们这里还有二三十个快死掉的，会提早死耶。
And because there's 20 or 30 people that's ready to die, they might die earlier because
那个传道也说好好好。
And then the pastor says yes.
然后跟将近二十个人说小声哦。
And then he said to 20 or so people, saying please be quiet.
那个传道就带领祷告。
And then the pastor led
就在加护病房这个小孩子的面前围着祷告。
And then they surrounded the child and they started to pray.
一讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And they said in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
哪里会小声啊？
And then of course they're not going to be very quiet.
他的家族就占了十二三个人了。
And then their family members have about
听到最后一次祷告，哭都哭死了。
And then they heard that this is the last prayer. They started to cry.They became very, very loud.
那些医生护士在里面全部发呆，没有工作，一直看。
And then so the doctors and nurses, they all stopped what they were doing. They were just looking.
啊，不管了。 用最坏的心理打算他这个孩子会死。
And they expected the worst and then